gang, welcome in NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the round three review. It's done, it's dusted. Another awesome weekend of footy. We start all the way back on Thursday night, the grand final rematch, the Panthers hosting the Broncos at Penrith Park. Let's see how she played out. Matty Thompson there for Channel 9 calling a awesome try. It didn't sound like it based on the commentary, but Nathan Cleary just on fire, and just the ball playing, the subtle movements and everything that he did, and he put Tungo through for a try, helping the Penrith Panthers to a 34-12 drubbing of the Brisbane Broncos. This game was close for about 5 minutes. Maybe a little bit longer. Brisbane were in it early. They were competing well. The injury to Reece Walsh, where him and Taylor May had a head clash. Reece Walsh with a pretty deep laceration on the face there and couldn't return to the field. Too much blood, and then he had the blurry vision. Turns out it's a facial fracture. So not good news there for Walsh or for Brisbane. And, the poor bloke. Normally I call him the pork chop, but you know, based on the injury, I'll show a little bit of respect and call him by his name. He's going to be out for a few weeks. Had to drive back up to Brisbane. Couldn't fly due to the air pressure, all that kind of jazz. So once that happened, there was a bit of a reshuffle. Cobbo went to the back, and Piakura went in onto an edge. Another middle came onto the field. I think Willison came on. Piakura on into the centres, and Penrith just exploited it big time. Their right edge, Brisbane's left, and Tungo had a field day. Cleary was just pulling the strings, and it was brutal in how they played and how they executed, very much like what they did with the Parramatta the week prior. So 34-12, Taruva with a try, Tungo with a double. He was someone I was kind of thinking about bringing in, and I just, yeah, he's pretty expensive. I thought, I'll steer clear. Holy dolly, what a good player he is. Kenny scored a try, Toto with a double as well. All the try scoring done after 50 minutes. They were up big early, and then Brisbane came back with a couple of tries in the second half. Dean Mariner with a try, Jesse Arthurs with a try off a good Piakura break, possibly a forward pass from Mann, but that's okay, play on. And Brisbane actually did all right because in the second half there, because it was looking really nasty. It could have been anything, but Brisbane managed. I'm pretty sure it might have been two tries all in the second half, so not the worst. Yeah, it was two tries all. So Brisbane didn't do too bad. They stuck in it. Look, they were against the wall anyway without Reynolds and without Haas, and then to lose Reece Walsh. Once he went down, that it was game over. There was no chance they were winning that game. I thought Carrigan tried really, really hard. They've got Haas and they've got Carrigan, and then it kind of falls off a bit in the middle. I think Marty Tapau, I think his days are numbered. He's lifting the knee again. I mean, come on, mate. I mean, gee, he is. Father Time is undefeated, and it's definitely the case when you look at how old Marty T is playing his footy these days. I think Baker, he tried hard. He got moved to an edge for a while. And then they actually switched Ricky over to play, and Staggs as well, because Piakura was just getting abused out there. As a Piakura owner, I sat him and I sat Arthurs, and I was sitting watching and looking at the score going, oh, how clever am I? In the end, they actually didn't do that bad. We have a look at the scores. They actually scored all right based on that one attacking play there. I think Arthurs ended up with about 40, and where's old mate Piakura? He got about 58. Now, these are subject to these haven't been changed yet. These are not updated. So look, good for them. It's good for their value moving forward as well. Let's look at some of the Supercoach scores that we did get. And for Penrith, Dylan Edwards, I mean, he's not really a Supercoach option. He's such a good player. but it just doesn't translate. He got 50. He dominated, you know, shit ton of run meters. I think he got over 200 run meters, and just dominated, but doesn't translate to Supercoach. Isaac Tungo with 105. Taylor May with a lower score, but he did come off for an HIA. There was a clash later on, I think, with Edwards when Dean Mariner scored the try. But Taylor May, yeah, nothing to worry about there. He's completely fine. To'o with 113. Nathan Cleary, massive score, 119. Popular VC loop option. I decided to go to steer clear because I thought, oh, I don't want to be cheering for him against the Broncos. And he bit me on the ass and was probably a pretty good VC loop option for a lot of people. And a few might just straight captained, and well done to you if you did so. What else we got here? Lindsay Smith played well, 55 for him in about 45-ish minutes, maybe a bit more than that. He was good. Who's our mate? Liam Henry. He scored well. He scored over 50. He played bigger minutes. He played about 43 minutes. Keeping a watch on him. He's a great, third front row option for you. I think you can comfortably, especially while Fisher Harris is out, you can play him. You can play him in your starting front row if you've got other issues there. I don't see any problems there at all. Reece Walsh owners, look, you've got problems. He's going to be out for a little while. He only scored 1 point, so he's going to drop in value there. It'd be worth cutting and running, I think, with that one. Arthur's, like I said, he scored a try there. He's just simmering away as an owner. Pretty happy with that. Cobbo 57. Cobbo has just really impressed me this year. He's definitely improving his all round game, and he tried his heart out. Dean Mariner scored another try. He's going to score 20 plus this year, I reckon. And keeps pumping out good scores. Ezra Mann was very quiet in the first half. Wasn't looking great for Ezra Mann. He tried really hard in the second half, creating a few things and got a half decent score. But it's been a bit of an underwhelming start to start the year for him. Corey Jensen, a 50 score. Not bad considering. And with Haas going to be out for a while, I think you could probably do worse than Corey Jensen if you need to plug a hole in the front row there. Pierre Kerr with a good score, as mentioned. Carrigan, 64. He tries his ass off, that bloke. He's just an honest toiler. Xavier Wilson, 45. If you did have him from the start, I know he was talked about. If you did have him from the start, there's good signs there. That was about a point a minute for Xavier Wilson. So not the worst there. But look, good game. Well done by Penrith. Totally outclassed Brisbane, who really struggled without all their stars. I wouldn't be too concerned as a Broncos supporter. You're going to get those games. It's a pretty hard place to play, even at full strength. And for Penrith, they're just clicking in the gear, aren't they? They're looking fantastic. All right, back in a minute. Righto, guys. Friday Night Footy. And we were in Christchurch where the Warriors were hosting the Raiders. Two teams at different ends of the scale to start the year. The Raiders 2-0. The Warriors 0-2. Desperate for a win. Let's see what happened.
Here's Harris. Johnson. Big cut out pass to Berry. Here's Dallin Watson. He's a Lesniak. Oh, great touch to Nika. Oh, that's brilliant.
Glenn Lama there for Sky Sport, calling an awesome try there for Luke Metcalf. DWZ. He had a good game. His all-round game was excellent, helping the Warriors to an 18-10 victory over the Raiders at Christchurch. Entertaining game, pretty full-on, pretty intense. The crowd were right into it. The atmosphere looked like it was absolutely awesome. One of the boys, James, sent a pic from his spot. He had pretty good seats by the look of it. And from what I read and heard, an awesome atmosphere there at Orange Theory Stadium, whatever it's called, Rubbish Stadium. And the Warriors got the win, much needed. The Raiders were kind of, I don't know, I think this is what we're going to expect from the Raiders. They're not going to beat teams with flashiness and finesse and skill. They'll stick to the basics. They'll play pretty low risk footy, high completion rates, that kind of thing. But the Warriors were just got that little bit more class to them. They actually bombed a few as well. Geez, they bombed a few tries, the Warriors. Adam Fanua, Blake, Metcalf, and RTS scoring for the Warriors. Tomoko was probably the best player on the field, I would have thought. I'm not too sure how the Dele Alli points were done for this game, but Tomoko deserved a few of them. He was excellent in a losing team. And then Kotrick also scored a try. Gee, that was an important one for the Warriors. They really needed that. Supercoach scores. Tuivasa-Sheck, 79. He did score a try there to boost the score up. Went to fullback in the second half after poor old Tuipeki went off with a HIA. The other bloke who made contact with him, who also had made head contact, and he went down as well and looked to be suffering the same kind of symptoms. Rapina, nothing for him. He stayed on the field. Tuipeki goes off, HIA. Subsequently fails it and will not be playing next week. Yes, I am a salty owner. Tuipeki still got 35. Like, he looks good. He looked really good. Bit disappointing because he probably had one more game in him before Chance gets back. You would have thought another price rise. Well, we're going to miss out on that. A little bit disappointing. Fanua Blake, 77, did score a try. DWZ, 74, set up that try. He was awesome. Ford, 69, he bombed at least one where they made a clean break. He just needed to look to his left. It might have been my boy Metcalf on his left and just ignored him. But overall, like, that was a good game by Ford. I've been a bit critical of him earlier in the year. He's got a few errors in his game. But there he was probably, when Johnson and him were connecting, that was probably when they were at their most dangerous, I thought, the Warriors. Tohu just doing a Tohu, 67. Luke Metcalf, 62. I think that might be 360s in a row for Metcalf. So happy owner here. He is kicking the goals too, which is a nice wee bonus. Sean Johnson, 47. Led the team round pretty well, I thought. Other scores of note, not really anything there. At the Raiders, Rapina, 93. He finds himself in everything. He goes hard. I think he crosses the line quite a bit. That's just how he plays. I think there's definitely a bit of dirt, a bit of grub in that bloke. Tomoko, 91. Like I said, best player on the field. Tarpany, 53. Bit of maybe a controversial call that didn't go the Raiders' way where Tarpany scored a try. I guess by the letter of the law, there was a little wee knock on there. But yeah, Zach Hosking, 52, came on after about 20 minutes. I think he played the rest of the game. If you did get on Hosking, you're happy with the 50. I think you're probably more happy with the big bump in his value. Upcoming for sure. Smithy's just 38. What's doing there? We probably want a little bit more out of Smithy's based on what we'd seen earlier in the year. Danny Levi, 29. That's what you're going to get without the tries he's scoring. I'm happy with that. He's a bloke just to have sitting there as your reserve hooker and look to move on in the coming weeks. Ethan Strange, just 29. I played Ethan Strange. I'm kind of one of those ones where, you know, you just bird in the hand style. You got a guy playing early and you're not sure who to roll with. I'll go with the guy playing early. Just 29. Wasn't to be for Ethan Strange. Great win for the Warriors. Much, much needed. Right. Where are we, Nick? Oh, the big game. The big game on Friday was the Roosters hosting the Bunnies. The old rivalry here. At Allianz, what happened?
Numbers again. Young kicks back to the inside. Tedesco is there. He toes it ahead. He gets it down spectacularly. The captain's back in business this year.
Teddy back in form and leading the Roosters. So that was Matty Thompson for Channel 9, but Teddy leading the Roosters to a massive 48-6 victory over arch rival South Sydney. This was all one-way traffic almost from the get-go. Wow, the Roosters were impressive, but even more eye-catching was how poor the Rabbitohs were. They were just not in this game at all. For the Roosters, Dom Young scored a try, Sam Walker a double, Manu a double, Teddy a double, Connor Watson a try. Good to see Connor Watson get down and score there. His first game back in a long time. He's had a lot of injuries, the poor bugger. I really like Connor Watson. He did a bit of work with ABC last year while he was in rehab, being a comments guy on the radio, and I really enjoyed it. He was good. So I'm really cheering for Connor Watson and happy he is back playing first grade scoring a try. Jacob Host dotted down for the Rabbitohs. 48-6. Unbelievable. I mean, the Roosters had their own way. Walker and Smith in the halves, they had all the time in the world to do whatever they wanted from the looks of it. I mean, there was no kick pressure. There was no pressure on fifth tackle at all, I saw from South Sydney. Their forward pack is woeful. They're woefully out of form. Cam Murray aside, they are woefully out of form. They're getting no punch out of their forwards whatsoever. There's a lot of concerns at South Sydney. They are 0-3. They've got the Dogs on Good Friday, and I think after that they have a real tough stretch. I think they might have Penrith and a few other, maybe the Storm, a couple of real strong clubs coming up. So vital game on Good Friday against the Dogs. And for the Roosters, look, very, very slick. Their backs were looking good. Teddy was killing it. I'm not going to say winding back the clock, but maybe winding back the clock 24 months. Last year wasn't a great year for Teddy, but geez, he looks back to his best right now. Let's look at the Supercoach scores. Dom Young, 150, if you don't mind. That's a massive score for him. Just involved in everything. They'll just keep going to their right and killing them. He's 640 before we get the price rises. So you got to think there's a big old negative break even coming up for him, and he'll be making more money if you want to go that way. I think the Roosters have got Penrith this week, so maybe not the week to do it. But yeah, geez, he's going to score a shitload of tries for the Roosters this year. Tedesco, 135. Those that jumped on, well done. Good job by you. Absolutely killing it. Geez, he looks good. He's just involved in everything. Some of his passes on Friday night were superb. Sandon Smith with 88. I thought he had a good game. Joey Manu, 84. He got a double. Good job by you. Six on legs. Sammy Walker, 56. He got a double. I think neither with a line break there. And then he got ruled out with the HIA. He actually was going for the neck, feeling at the neck. And then I thought that was just a bit of a smother there on a possible concussion. He did get ruled out with the HIA. But apparently he passed the test. Afterwards, Roosters have appealed, and they have won that appeal, and he's going to be available Thursday night against Penrith. So there you go. Other scores of note: Tyrrell May, 44, did look a bit ginger towards the end of the game. That's something to watch there. Lindsay Collins, 43, he did a hamstring, so he'll be out a few weeks. Tupanua, 40. If you've got Tupanua, look, don't be too disappointed. He's less than 400 grand. You're probably wanting a bit more. Just after what I saw there, and Angus Crichton, who looked all right and apparently had a really good game last week in reserve grade, there's just too many question marks with that Roosters forward rotation. And as a Wong owner, I think I'm a loser there for sure. And I'm depending on what happens this week, it was probably the Wong move, and he'll be on the chopping block. Excuse me. At the Rabbitohs, Colomatangi, 98, Host, 69, Murray, 58, working his ass off. Cook off the bench, 44. I didn't really see a lot of improvement off him off the bench. Cody Walker, he's out of form big time. Jeez, he's not playing well at all. They don't have any fluency. Normally they're just automatic through the back line, but there's just no fluency there at all. And their forwards, there's nothing there. Totola is not an enforcer. Moale is still young. Burgess is a bit long in the tooth. And Kepi's just full of mistakes. So I don't know what they've got problems. Duncan's a small body and he's still only young. They've got problems. Shame on you if you went and got Moale because he scored a try last week and he was named to start. 10 points. Ouch. Big old win for the Roosters in the grudge match there on Friday night. Back in a minute. All right, mediocre sad day, and it kicked off at Belmore Sports where the Dogs were hosting the Titans in what promised to be a bleh affair. Warren Smith there for Fox Sport, calling a Blake Taff try. He came back to form. He actually played pretty well, helping the Bulldogs to a 32-0 drumming of the Gold Coast Titans, who now probably present favouritism for the Wooden Spoon based on their performances to start this year and the fact that their captain and best player, Tino Faasuamalawi, is out for the year. ACL, gutted. Gutted for Tino. Ain't good for the Titans. Definitely isn't good for Queensland. Yeah, the Titans are just going to become this a team now where I think you can focus looking at the draw. If you're umming and ahhing about players, oh, I don't know about him. Oh, they've got the Titans this week. So I think they're a team you can focus on for that. It's going to be a struggle. Titans aren't a draw for the crowd when they're away anyway. That, you know, hence games being played at Belmore. And then their home crowd is pretty fickle. They're not going to show up. So Titans games aren't going to be much of a spectacle in terms of atmosphere and things. Probably a lot of points from the other side. They've got some work to do. I know they've got Jaden Campbell to come back. They've obviously got Dave Fifita to come back at some stage as well. But, boy, Foran didn't look great. He bombed an easy try where AJ Brimson did all the hard work there. And Brimson probably didn't need to pass. He was close to line. He could have dived himself. Decided to give it up to four, and he just dropped it cold. Tanner Boyd got exploited by Big Billy Kicks. Tanner Boyd wasn't a great game for him. Scary times for the Titans. The Dogs, they needed to get that win. I think that was a win. If you looked on the calendar and looked at the draw, they would have marked this one as one to target for sure. And they did the job. Preston with a try, kick out. Marnie, Kiraz, Tracy, and Taff, all scoring points, all scoring tries there for those Dogs. Let's look at the Supercoach scores. What have we got? There is nothing doing at the Titans whatsoever. Beaufort-Moore, 53. Other than that, not much doing. Tino with 30. If you're one of the poor bastards that owned Haas and traded out Haas because of a long-term injury to Tino, oh, and just burning through trades in your front row, not good. Thoughts and prayers to you guys. Hope you can get that part of your team cleaned up at the Dogs. Kiraz 115. That's what Kiraz owners were after. Bit more of that. Reed Marnie, 96 out of nowhere. Really good break up the middle there to score that try that we heard there for Taff. Kick out 82. That's more like it, kick out. That's more like it. Preston 69. Hutchison 64. I thought he was pretty strong, actually. And for those that held, and were patient, good job by you, 64, you will take that. Max King, 56, nothing wrong with that score in your front row. Josh Curran, 52, popular trade in this week, 52. Be happy with that. He's 420 grand. Well, he was. He'll be more now. Be happy with that. That's not bad. Just look at him as a front rower, because that's what he's doing. He's coming on, he's playing front row. So you're happy with that, basically as a bench front row. He plays pretty decent minutes. I want to see him at lock forward at the moment. That's Jamin Salmon's position. 35 for him if you still own. That's how it is. And Hughes down the bottom, 23. I don't think he got on to the second half. So he is going to be a very slow, I wouldn't even say a burn, a very slow, what is it when the fire's, you're just trying to get it started and there's just a little bit of orange flame. Just with the kindling there. It's a bit of that for Hughes. Just be patient. It's not worth dicking around in the front row. Just leave it be. Big old win there for the Dogs that they needed going into Good Friday against a battered and bruised and fragile South Sydney. That game is there for the taking for sure. It's definitely there for the taking for the Bulldogs. And for the Titans, they've got to lick their wounds. I think they've got the Dolphins this week, Queensland Derby game, and that could be very, very scary for Titans fans. Right. Middle game of Mediocre Sad Day, and we are going to, where are we? We're going to Kogra, where the kind of up-and-down Dragons won in round one, got pumped in round two, back at Kogra now. First game at home for the year against the Cowboys, who had a good win in round one, snuck by the Knights in round two, had to come down to Sydney where they traditionally don't fare all that well. Let's see what happened.
50. Someone to drink water. That's beautiful. Away to Holmes. On the Dean, and Dean scores. That is champagne rugby league from North Queensland. And
Dan, g'day there, Fox Sports. And I agree, I was up and cheering for that try. Beautiful, beautiful try. Through the hands, some great passing in and away. The Cowboys, 46. The Dragons, 24. It was 18-4, I believe, at one stage in the first half, and the Dragons were well on top. Fotella Mariner bombed a try. They could have gone up by 20 points. And then the Cowboys just flicked the switch, and geez, they look good. Talangi, McIntyre, Neem, Drinkwater, Finifuiaki, Dearden, Holmes, and Townsend with one of the softest tries you'll ever see. Townsend, not exactly a barnstorming, try-scoring threat close to the line, and he just burrowed through some piss-weak defense from the Dragons. A couple of forwards, and then Sloan just kind of standing there watching as Townsend scores by Sloan's feet. No desperation whatsoever. That was a concern. I reckon Flanagan would have put a rocket up all those boys. At the Dragons, Lomax, Sloan, Flanagan. Actually, Lomax got a double. He looks good, but I don't know. I think he's signing elsewhere. Whether it happens this year, if there's enough agitation, I don't know. But he's just – I've got grave concerns for the Dragons. I think it was a false dawn, the round one against the Titans, who form is showing they're poor. And I think the Dragons are a bottom four side this year for sure. Those that went to pick up their grand final tickets after round one, you might be, I don't know if you're going to be watching the Red V run around in that one. Let's look at the Supercoach scores in this. The Cowboys are ultra impressive. When they're using the ball and they're running hard, there's a lot of intensity to how the Cowboys play. And, you know, it's evident. And they're all running hard. None more than Val Holmes, 144, big bounce back game after probably one of his worst games ever, I reckon, last week against the Knights. He was poor. Handling errors, his goal kicking was terrible. This week, he was dynamite. And shout out to James in our group, big score, 1,200 and something, and he captained Val out of nowhere. So good job. Sometimes you're just going to go left field. And, you know, go against the popular grain, and it can pay off, and it did there for sure. Drinkwater, 105. He's such a threat. He's such an attacking threat, Drinkwater, and he's a great option at fullback. Robson, 95. If you're a Robson owner there at hooker, you are cheering because he's clearly the number one hooking option at the moment. Just on fire. Coruscant might have something to say about that, but Robson just looks so strong. Sam McIntyre, only available in the second row, 70 for him. He did score a try. Dearden, 70 with a try. Griffin Neem, 61. There was a try there. He's running hard. Finifuiaki was a watch, 57. There was a try. He was also off for, I think he had HIA early on. He is going to have his first price rise. His break even was 20-odd, so he's not going to go up too much. He looked all right. He did jump off the page and go, wow, you got to pick me next week. Wait and see. Ruben Cotter, 47, a bit of an ankle sprain or twist or whatever there. He hobbled off. He, as an owner, I'm a bit worried. He is out for the week. Could be a bit of a concern. What else we got? Jason Tamalolo down the bottom of the page with 12. Played the first stint, and that was all she wrote. So, yeah, if you are a Tamalolo owner, jump off. He does have to go because he's just going to start hemorrhaging way too much money. At the Dragons, Lomax, 96, just playing arguably the best footy of his career so far in a position he doesn't want to play in. So, you know, go figure. Hunt, 77. Flanagan, 71. DeBellin, 70. That's a good score. Eisenhuth, 48. Got relegated to the bench before this game. He came through. Fotella Mariner, if you went there, just the 40. Not else. Via Fifita, just 9. If you're a Fifita owner, that's the worry there. The AE concern, if he is going to get named in 17s every week, that is a problem. Cowboys roll, Dragons, disappointing stuff. Speaking of disappointing, if you're not a Tigers supporter, at Leichhardt Oval, where the Tigers, their first game at their spiritual home against the undefeated Sharkies. This was going to be a drubbing, wasn't it?
Albert gets his chance on the Buller. Buller off the left. Buller has scored. The Tigers. The Benji Marshall era starts a week late. The West Tigers not just winning, putting on a show. They are so good tonight.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Voss. You can feel the enthusiasm and the joy in his voice there. A 32-6 victory for the West Tigers over the Sharks, huh? At Leichhardt, where after about 15 minutes, you thought maybe this game was going how you thought it might, but nah, Tigers weren't having a bar of it after a Sharks early try to Thomas Hazelton. After that, it was all Tigers. They were effort, they were enthusiasm, they played with aggression as well. And yeah, they were way too good for the Sharks, who were pretty terrible. Isaiah Papali'i, Seyfarth, Olam, Buller with a double for them. And yeah, what a good win for the Tigers. That was one of the better wins that they've had over the last few years for sure. Really happy for Benji Marshall. And for the Tigers crew, because, you know, don't know if you realize or not, it's been tough going for those guys over the last few years. Man, the Sharks, they've got problems, man. That was one of the worst games Nicho Hynes has ever played. I see a few that captain Nicho. I was going to vice captain Cleary, and then I just had my Broncos Hayes and bias and thought, no, I don't want to be cheering for Cleary against the Bronx. I'll VC Nicho. Turns out I couldn't loop anyway. But Nicho had a terrible game. Couple on the full, just not slick, not, I don't know, it's just not happening. It's just not very cohesive at the Sharks. Even though they've been good the first 2 weeks, I mean, they just got past the Warriors and they probably shouldn't have won that game. And then the Dogs gave them everything for about 50 minutes the week last week before the Sharks pulled away. And then, yeah, they were exposed big time on Saturday night by the Tigers. Good job by them. Happy Coruscant was everywhere. Dude was crook as a dog. You'd see him when he almost scored a try. It was a no try, and you'd see him dry reaching in the end goal there. Not good. But, man, a beautiful setup, beautiful pass to Seyfarth, our dummy half, where he's looking at the back. And then that beautiful ball, just that short, flat ball there, Seyfarth run onto it, scored a try. And he set up another one. I can't quite recall who scored it, but Coruscant was in everything. Holy dooly, he looked good, and he was crook. So good signs there if he's going to play like that. Because, you know, and then it takes a lot of the pressure off the halves, where Caesar had a good controlling game, good kicking game. I thought Caesar was excellent. And Galvin, wow, look at this guy. I mean, I love that Coruscant was taking on a lot of the attack, and Galvin can just sit back. It's not on his shoulders at all. He's acing playing his second game. Galvin looks legit. He looks legit. He will be the most traded player this week for sure at bottom dollar. I rolled the dice and got him for round one just because from what I'd seen in the trials and what I'd read about him, and I thought, you know what? The Tigers are just one of these teams where if they find a little speck of gold in the bottom of the pan, they've got to hold on to it, and they're going to play them because, you know, it's desperate. They're a desperate club, and it's paid off for me, and everybody else will most likely be trading him in this week because he looked good, 72. He looks good. He's tough. You wouldn't think he was only 18 playing his second game. He looks a really good player. Buller with 81. Papali'i, 71. Uto Kamanu, 67. He looks strong. He's showing promise. He's 494, so he's not cheap, but he's not the worst option to put in there into your front row if you've got Haas, Tino issues, something like that. Caesar was 52. I thought Caesar was good for them. Fatape, 38. I wouldn't be moving on him at all. He could easily be out of the side in a few weeks. Signs are encouraging for him, though. Good for him. At the Sharkies, Hazelton with 90. Yeah, he's a goer, but they need more. They need more. Talakai 57. I had a feeling about Talakai. I thought I had him as an anytime try scorer, but and I was umming and ahhing about whether to use a boost and with Greg Marzu sitting in my side injured, and I thought, well, I was like almost everyone that thought the Sharks would give him a hiding, and I was going to go either Talakai or Mulitalo, and then I thought, I'll go with Mulitalo. 56 for him. He got a line break towards the end of the game there that bumped his score up, but yeah, not the worst. I'll take 56 without a try from Mulitalo for sure. Nico with 53. I mean, he's going to cop a lot of criticism because he is such a marquee player and he's so highly valued in Supercoach. He scored more than the guy that people are going to be looking at in Luke Brooks. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind. Points are important. I was flirting with the idea of going Nico to Brooks. I'm glad I didn't. I know Nico's going to drop a heap of cash, but you got to think that this wee form slump's just temporary. Whereas Luke Brooks, maybe a little bit streaky. He did set up a try, and he got 50. So, interesting decision. I think Nico Hines is going to be probably the most traded out player this week. It's an interesting call to make. They do have a bye upcoming. Round 5, they've got a bye. So that's something definitely to think about there. But, yeah, this Sharks team, they've got to improve because that was really ordinary. And for the Tigers, great job by them. Super, super exciting watching them kick ass in front of the faithful there at Leichhardt. Back in a minute. All right, let's move to Sunday. And CommBank is the venue, or was the venue, for Parramatta and Manly. Here we go again, as they say. Sunny Sunday afternoon. Two teams that have been playing pretty good, especially Manly. Plenty of points on offer, you would have thought. Let's find out what happened.
Not good. Into Barlaw again. Oh, he weaved his magic. What a magic ball from Barlaw to Moses. And it's game on big time on your Sunday arvo.
It was game on big time on your Sunday arvo. Brenton Speed there for Channel 9. Calling an awesome try. Junior Barlow, great ball. To Mitch Moses, who dots down, helping the Parramatta Eels to a 28-24 victory over the Manly Seagulls at CommBank. Super exciting game. Very, very entertaining. These two teams, I think they're both playing finals footy. I think it's pretty clear they are two of the more quality sides going around in the NRL this year. Pennacini, Moses, Talangi, good job by him scoring a try on debut. Harper scored a great try off a Dylan Brown ball. That put him in the clear. And Kalma Tuolangi as well. A really good try as well for Parramatta at Manly. Turbo, good try off a kick. Barlow was a nice pass from Brooks, got him over the line. Garrick scored, Waddell scored as well towards the end of the game. I think 14-0 might have been Manly early on. And it was all Manly. And Parramatta looked out of sorts, but they got their power game going. They got their offload game going, which they're so good at. It's why they're such a good Supercoach side. Once they kicked into gear, they're a tough team to beat at home. I like the way Manly play. They play an expansive game. They like to throw it around, use the ball in their own half as well. They've got the weapons to do that. They've got Turbo, Garrick, Cooler, Saab when he's there. They've got the weapons to do that. They're a fun team. They're both two good teams to watch for NRL and for Supercoach, regardless of what you think of the clubs. They are fun teams to watch. Good win from Parramatta. They look all right. You know, they look okay. You know, they got the pack. And if Queen's playing well at the back and Princess is controlling things in the halves, then, you know, they're a semi-final threat for sure. Princess with 116. Good job by you, Princess. Talangi 67. That's Blaze Talangi. Tuolangi with 55. Dylan Brown, 55. If you're a Dylan Brown owner, you're probably hoping he would have punched out at 80 or maybe tunned up a little bit. You're paying real good money for Dylan Brown, and he's given you good scores without great scores for what you're paying for him. As someone who faded, I'm pretty happy with the position I'm in at 5'8", not going with Dylan Brown. It's not to say I don't want him at some stage, but at the moment, very happy not owning. Hopgood, 49, as a non-owner, kind of happy. Bring his price down because you are paying a premium at the moment. Bring that price down and we'll talk, Jermaine. Although there's a chance he'll be playing Origin this year, even more so with the Tino injury there. Hopgood was knocking on the door anyways. You've got to think he's without Tino there. He's a good chance of playing Origin. Queen with 40. Lusick, very, very popular trade, and I brought him in myself, 37. That's okay. I wasn't expecting miracles from Joey Lusick. I'll take 37, and I'll take the price value and the gains we're going to get over the next few weeks with him. I think he's definitely a good second hooker to have in your squad. Definitely better than Levi. So he's probably someone I'm looking at not trading out again for the rest of the year. We'll see how it goes. I did mention last week, it's a big watch on Brayley, who came off the bench in the last game we'll talk about soon. So his value he'll possibly drop in price, depending on what minutes he gets next week leading into round five, and could be a juicy buy there to take over Levi. But yeah, Lusick, 37, don't complain. New owners, don't complain. It's fine. No attacking stats there. That's what you're going to get from Joey Lusick. They don't rely on him to spark anything out of dummy half. So I'm going to take that. Sean Lane, 35. Again, I faded. I'm happy. Owners won't be so happy with that. You need a bit more out of him than that. Cartwright, just 27, limited minutes. I thought he was destined for 80 minutes from the right edge, but not to be. They really like playing Tuolangi. So, yeah, that's interesting. Cartwright, after that first game where he punched out a big score, two real low scores after that. And the rolling average, that round one score is going to be gone, and his price is going to go through the floor. And whether you jump on or not, again, too many questions with that forward rotation that Brad Arthur goes with. At Manly, Ruben Garrick, 92, happy days for owners. Tommy Turbo, 86, as he was my captain, very, very happy with that score. He was involved doing his thing. He's a fun guy to have in your side. Luke Brooks with 53. Probably wanting a little more, but still, you know, and his price isn't going to change very much. I think his break-even wasn't anything spectacular. Might have been in the 20s or 30s, so he'll make a small price rise. I think he'll be popular this week with Nico owners who've just had a gutsful, and I'm possibly in that boat. I decided to stick with Nico and not go Nico to Brooks. I thought, you know what, he's got the runs under his belt, the points under his belt. I'm gonna give him a third chance here, and he's got no excuses. He's playing the Tigers, so he should do well. And if he doesn't, okay, I'll cop that one price drop this week and probably move him on. That's where I'm probably thinking, and most owners probably are. Just the other options at halfback aren't that great. Luke Brooks probably the best of them, and just a 53 on a dry track on a Sunday arvo. So we'll wait and see there. Olakau'atu, I did bring in Hamole, 48 for him. I had him down for a try as well. Look, I'm happy enough with the trade. It was Lukey to Olakau'atu, so happy enough to do that. I had to make a move in the second row, which is starting to look a little bit thin, actually, because I had Lukey, I got Wong. I didn't play Piakura. Chan with the hand infection, so it's looking a bit skinny. Smithy's not scoring well, and Burbo definitely not scoring well. I've got him in the second row, so it's a bit skinny in that position for old Shane. I might have to have a look at that this week. Any other scores of note? Nathan Brown playing well. He's playing well there, playing some decent minutes at Manly. Cherry Evans just the 40. Burbo just 19. Everyone's got him, so it's no big deal, but he's possibly not a play anymore. I think he would have been a reasonably popular play, even because on a Sunday on a dry track, Manly like to throw the ball around. But after that, I think he'll scare a lot of owners off. Keep him in the side. He's going to be handy enough to have. Good squad member, possibly not in your 17. Based on matchups, maybe look at it. 28-24, great win for Parramatta. Last game of the round, and we're up at Newcastle, and where were they? 0-2, Newcastle, Storm 2-0. And, you know, Storm missing a bunch of players. Newcastle desperate. This is promising to be a tight game, and that's what we got.
now to Jeff Ponga. What a pass. Tuala. Look at him pointing out the open side and goes the blind. Look at this for a pass. Warbeck caught flat-footed. He was in front of Best. Tuala.
Thought I'd give you all a treat there at the end of the podcast with a bit of Block of Roach commentary. How good. It was Warren Smith at the start there for Fox Sport. Calling an awesome try with Kalen Ponga, our dummy half, double cut pass and put Tuala in untouched in the corner, helping Newcastle to a 14-12 victory over Melbourne in a pretty grim affair. It wasn't a very good game. Melbourne missing both their halves, their two front rowers, and you can tell. The first half was diabolical for Melbourne. It was 14-0 or 12-0 at halftime. I mean, 14-0. I don't think Newcastle scored in the second half. Let's have a look. Who scored the tries? Gagai and Tuala. Yeah, and there was a penalty in the 37th minute. Yeah, it was 14-0 at halftime, and Newcastle couldn't score any more points. Old Shano took a conservative same gamer. I just need Newcastle to score more than 14, and they couldn't do it. They still won the game, though. So, you know, good job by them. It was a game they had to win. They were desperate. They had to win. I did pick them, so I'm pretty happy with that. I went 18-16, so 14-12. I was on the right page, not to be, in terms of the exacta. Nick Meaney, Pappenhausen scored a try. Wishart scored one late to make it interesting, but 14-12, not to be. Melbourne got back into the game in the second half, cut out a few of the errors, and got back into things. But, yeah, it was... an interesting game for Newcastle. Cogger, lots of errors as well. I think they'll stick with him, though. They got the win, so I think they'll stick with Cogger for the time being. But, yeah, Ponga was dynamite in the first half. He was on 60-something points at halftime, and he ended up on what? Oh, yeah, he updated to 86. Okay, updated a bit there. Last night, Sunday night, he finished the game. It was 70-something. So as someone who's traded Ponga out, I was like, yep, I will take that. Yeah, 86. So he basically matched Turbo score. Happy enough with that. When we're looking at these guys, especially in the fullback position that we don't own and you're kind of hoping they don't kill us, for premium guys like Ponga, I think anything under 100, you'll exhale and go, yep, I'm happy with that. He didn't kill me. Especially if your opposition head-to-head guy has him or whatever. So, Dane Gagai 94, Ponga with 86. Again, ran out of puff in the second half, and he's done that this year. So I don't know if it's a fitness thing or what, but he's electric to start the game, and then he's physically struggling. You can see it. Pierce Paul was 67. Interesting what they're going to do there. He could be a really good buy, I think, but I don't know what they're going to do in that forward pack there because there's Dylan Lucas lurking around, and they made a late change. They got rid of Hetherington. And Cartwright, and they brought in Lucas and Croker. So, yeah, interesting to see there. Brayley came on with about 20, 25 minutes to go. Maybe half an hour, maybe he might have got an 18. So his price will drop, which is good. Happy with that because I am eyeing him off if his game time increases next week because he is a key member of their side for sure. Frizzell gives it everything. I don't think he's a super coach option, but 48. For Frizzell at the Storm, Wishart with 84. You know, him and Pezzett were, you can't expect too much. They've been dropped into it, playing in the halves together. And, you know, Melbourne were pretty rudderless until Grant and Pappenhausen got a little bit more involved. Pappenhausen was 78. If you bought in, you're getting a discounted gun fullback, 78. Happy days. Harry Grant was 63. Not a bad score at hooker. He's premium. We know that. We're all going to want him at some stage. Blore came in with the Chan hand infection. Blore was... Bellamy was happy with his game. I don't know. I think he's a bit ho-hum. I don't know if he's going to stick to it. I think Chan comes back. They got the bye. So you think Chan... I think Chan's going to get first dibs in round five. Certainly hope so. I think us owners certainly want him to get another crack at it. Shout out to all the Kamakamitha owners out there. 33. What else we got? Not a lot else doing there. 14-12, pretty ordinary game. Look, for the Storm, they almost got away with a win that they shouldn't have, and the fact that they were so undermanned, they almost got away with it. And for Newcastle, take the 2 points in a row. You know, you kind of got lucky. You've got the Storm, a very much depleted Storm side. So you're a bit lucky how things have worked out there. Take the win and move on, as will we. Back in a minute. All right, guys, the bets for the week. How did we go? I took 3, all to return at least 100. I had $45 on the Panthers to win, ding, the Warriors to win, ding, the Sharks to win. So that's no good. I had a $10 anytime try scorer, Talakai at $3 and Olakuatu at $3.40. Both came close, not to be, but the old Sunday either way parlay worked out for Shano. $45 on both games, either team 1-12. With the Eels winning by 4 and the Knights winning by 2. So happy days there. That was paying $2.43. So the 45 returned $109.35. So that's a profit of $9.35. I will take it. Profits are important. I will take it in this game. If you had a punt, hopefully you had a little bit of luck as well and come out with more than what you started with. Back in a minute. Righto, so that's round 3. It's done. It's dusted. What do we think? It was, some of the games are a bit, to be fair. I mean, even the big blockbuster on Friday night at Allianz wasn't really a great game. Look, for the Roosters, awesome win, but it wasn't a great game. You know, Thursday, the Panthers just pummeled the Broncos, and look, the Warriors, a good win. The Dogs needed that, but it wasn't a great game. Cowboys pumped the Dragons. Look, the Tigers, celebration there. The best game was the Manly Parramatta one for sure on Sunday. Let's look. How'd old Shano go? 1,047 for the week. So having a little look around at scores, it's not that bad. Still plenty of teams with scores under 1,000. So I'll take that. Some big old scores. Shout out there to James in the league. 1,200 and something. 1,200 and lots. So good job by him. Definitely some bigger scores out there. Another important week for trades. I think some of the guys you might have been eyeing up that were cheap, maybe Fini Fuiaki or the Tigers. Who's the Tigers player that I was possibly eyeing up there that didn't do a whole lot? What's his name? Finu. You know, wait and see. Might not be a big trading week, although Nico owners might have something to say about that. Yeah, plenty to talk about for the Thursday show as we preview round 4. Look, thank you very much for listening in. I really do appreciate it. Be a friend, tell a friend. NRLSCtherapy@gmail.com. If you want to pop in an email with any questions or whatever, you can chuck in a comment or a question or a sledge, whatever you want, via Spotify as well on the Q&A on there. We'll get some interaction going. Round 4, it's coming up. Hopefully it's a bit around, because let's be honest, that wasn't a great round of footy. Thanks very much for listening. Enjoy your week, and I'll catch you later on to talk some round 4 footy. Cheers, gang.